Oh, good to be back behind the radio mic today. Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Pulpit. God bless you. So glad to be together with you again. We're continuing verse-by-verse study of 2 Corinthians. We're in chapter number 6, verses 1 through 10 is our portion of Scripture. Workers together. The work of the ministry. You know, work isn't a dirty word. God made us to work. He created us to work 6 days and then to rest. Oh, we're a spoiled, silly generation. We don't work like generations in the past. But God made us to work. If we can and we're able, we ought to work as hard as we can. Yes, and we got a part. We should have a part in the ministry. Working for the Lord and for His glory. Your labor is not in vain. Praise God. Well, we looked on yesterday's broadcast at the prerequisite in the ministry. You got to be saved. The partnership in the ministry together with other saints. And now we look at the privilege in ministry. The privilege in ministry. Let's read it. We then as workers together, verse 1, with Him. That's all I'm going to say. We then as workers together with Him. It's a privilege to work with Him, to work with God. God doesn't need our help, but He allows us to work with Him, to serve Him. He chose sinners like you and I to preach and to sing and to help other people and to have some sort of a ministry. That's a privilege. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. Yeah, it's a privilege. It's an opportunity, not a duty. It's a delight, right? A privilege. It's like a son that's just wanting to help dad. When he loves his dad so much, he just wants to get that drill and learn how to use that power drill or use that chainsaw or ride the tractor. It's a privilege to work with the Lord. Despite all the problems that Paul went through, he never lost sight of the privilege of working with God. There's a difference. There's a difference between working with Him and for Him. Now, we do what we do for God, but to work with Him is the power. Not only the privilege in the ministry, but the power in the ministry. With Him. With Him. Oh, I'm thinking right now in my mind, the hamster's running through the wheel of my brain right now. Are we doing the work of the ministry with God? Are we? You know, we can do all these things and all these activities and all these ministries and programs. And even preach, but are we preaching with Him? Are we doing what we do with Him? He's the power. He's the secret of our success. Yes. You know, you can have church without Him. You can have ministries without Him. You can have week-long meetings without Him. You can have soul winning without Him. But you can have 20 meetings and 20 ministry opportunities and do all those things. But if you just had one with Him, the 19 would be vain, right? Let's make sure that we're with Him, that we're including Him, involving Him, asking Him to come on board what we're doing. Maybe ask Him, is this what I ought to be doing? Because He's the power in the ministry. Mark 16:20. They went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. The power is not in numbers. The power is in the one. We think we got to have numbers and we got to have a mass of people to get the job done. All we need is one. His name is Jesus. The privilege in the ministry with Him. The power in the ministry with Him. The pleading in the ministry. He says, we beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. We beg you. We keep yelling out, hey, listen, listen. Serve the Lord. Be a worker. that old preacher of yours that begs you, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Win souls, reach your family, serve the Lord, be involved, get in the harvest field, support world missions, and on and on and on and on we go. He beseeches you. Why? Because he doesn't want the salvation that you have from the Lord to be in vain. He wants you to understand that you're saved to serve. You've been redeemed to work. You've been bought to serve the Lord. You've got a purpose in your life. Get involved. Work. That's the pleading in the ministry. That's the pleading in the text. Beseech you. You know, preachers are beggars. Yeah, I know. They're always asking for offerings. No. They're beggars for people to get involved and work for the glory of God. They're begging people, hey, fill this void. Fill that void. Work for the Lord. Yes. Why? Because it's already in the Bible. We beseech you that you receive not the grace of God in vain. That's why God saved you, to work and to serve and to labor in his harvest field. Let me ask you a question. In the last two weeks, who, people, ministry is people. In the last 2 weeks, who have you connected with to try to evangelize or edify? Who are those people you're trying to evangelize or edify? Who are those people you're trying to win to God or disciple? Who are those people you're trying to get inside the church that might be wayward? Who are those people trying to get inside the church that might need to hear the gospel and be saved? Last 2 weeks, who are those people? If you don't have people that just popped up in your brain, I tell you the truth, you're not in the ministry. You're out of the ministry. You're out of it. But you're in the ministry, the true ministry of God, if names came up onto your mind and you said, yep, that person, 5, 6, 7, 8 people, I'm working on them. I'm trying to love them. I'm trying to encourage them. I'm trying to see them saved. I'm praying for them. You're in the ministry. The ministry is about people. And we plead with people. We beg with people. On Saturday night, hey, won't you come to church? We'd love to have you in church. And then on Wednesday night, we're trying to get children over to the children's program. And on and on and on we go. And we're trying to get the church members to work and go soul winning and try to get this person to do that. We're always pleading with people. Why? That's the ministry. That's the ministry. Pleaders, beggars, yelling at people. Come on board. Come on board. Get in the ship. Hey, listen. Listen, serve the Lord. There's not much longer. Jesus, he's coming soon. Yeah, that's the ministry. Workers together. Part of that is pleading, beseeching people, begging people to get on board. Begging, beseeching people, get saved. Today is the day of salvation. Verse 2. Be part of the ministry. And when you see Jesus, you'll say, oh, it's been worth it all. God bless you. Keep on, the firing